Stop letting people talk you out of your power.
How we build a movement that allows us to respond to all the names that people don't know.
People begin to think it's isolated. That's the problem. We're not angry enough.
This is Life After the Impact, a podcast for impacted families by impacted families that focuses on what happens after the media, the lawyers, and the activists are gone.
When the cameras are gone, people leave. We have to be there for each other.
Impacted families are left to face the loss of a loved one to police-sponsored violence. We will focus on their continued fight for justice and how you can get involved.
I tell families, you know, fight.
Everybody can do something that you don't have to sit home and feel helpless and hopeless.
We got to stop allowing people to talk us out of our power. That's the main thing. Can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere.
Might as well go. This is Life After the Impact. I'm Roxanne Johnson. My son's name is Jamal Bird. He was killed on October 1st, 2019 by DC Metropolitan Police. I'm here to start our 2026 season with my good friend Latoya. How you doing this evening, Latoya?
How you doing, Roxanne?
Good, I'm good.
That's good, that's good. So you guys, like Roxanne just said, we're here again. I think this is season number 4, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. And my name is Latoya Benton, and that handsome guy you see on the picture is my son Xavier Hill. Xavier was killed actually January the 9th, 2021, at the age of 18 by two Virginia State troopers. We're gonna roll right into it, I guess, as far as what our gear is gonna be about coming up. But before we get started with our current year in 2026, Roxanne, before you want to roll us to the clip here, we're gonna kind of reflect back on what we did in 2025. Mel, don't play it this yet. Roxanne, you want to reflect on what we learned or what you learned in 2025?
Yeah. Well, first of all, amazing, just amazing work over 2025, and I think when you're doing this work, you don't realize what, you know, the impact and what we actually accomplished. But we accomplished a lot in 2025. We're educating, activism, more educating, and then challenging the system that exists so that we can build the system that we want. So yeah, we can take a look at our year in review, and we're going to come back and chat because we ain't even done yet. We just scratching the surface.
Just getting started, right?
We're getting started.
Mel, you want to roll that clip? I think we might be having a little bit of...
If you want to give me a second, I'll try to load it from a different direction.
It's totally okay. As she gets that prepared, you guys, because like I said, we can reflect as far as the year is concerned. I'm going to just say for myself, as far as 2025 is concerned, and I would say also moving forward to education, right? Learning things that we did not know as a people, even when it came time to challenging the Supreme Court and learning about things as far as an amicus brief and who can file and who couldn't file, things like that. You know, we learned that together as a community. So I think, you know, just little intricate parts that we began learning as we began taking, you know, peeling back the layers of, because again, I know a lot of people say, you know, I don't believe in the system. We get that. But I'm going to always say, and Roxanne will agree with me, you look at that check stub, and y'all, it's about to be, it's January, so half y'all waiting on your W-2s. We all about to file taxes right now. The tax will still pay currently to the current government. So the notion of, you know, I get it, you know, the system is not built to work for us. We understand that, but at the same time too, we're still paying into this. You're gonna still, you should still challenge it when it's still working against you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And no greater time to challenge it than right now. Right. Like we were talking a few minutes ago, you know, this idea that we can just get freedom and sustain it is not realistic. We have to continually be in a battle for our rights to make sure that our human rights are intact. And then when they're not, to address those things. And it's not a one and done. It's a continual thing.
And like you said, again, it's not a one and done. And I think the concept or the culture that has been created of, you know, well, hey, they stopped doing this and they stopped doing that. But again, if they're still allowed to roll back certain things or challenge certain things, and they're saying, you know, hey, we quote unquote giving you all and no one's fighting for those things. And that is a problem as we, as a culture, as a people. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, again, it's kind of getting back to the basics of, and y'all, please don't get distracted. We were talking about this earlier too, when we got started. We are all very much aware about what Donald Trump is doing as far as the presidency is concerned. But again, y'all do not get distracted as far as what your local offices are doing, because that affects your daily life as well.
Yeah.
No, right. How's that video looking, hon?
All right, I'm ready to share it with you right now. There just might not be any music with it, but that's okay.
It's totally okay.
Amazing.
And I'm gonna say this too, before we get started with that. Before we get started, I want to also give a big shout out. She didn't put herself in the video, but we're gonna still give her the praise that she deserves. Our producer Mel, she be in the background doing the thing. So Melissa, just thank you for getting us up to this point in time, so that we are able to have these seasons and to have, you know, continue doing the work alongside with us. So let's get right into the program for tonight, Roxanne.
Yeah.
We're going to reiterate this again. Y'all saw the video as far as 2025 is concerned. So as far as life after the impact and who we are as an organization and what our mission is as far as 2026, Roxanne, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. So you guys know, clearly we're a podcast, right? But I want to also reiterate, a lot, Life of the Impact, we are far beyond a podcast. We are also a 501c3 organization. Our mission is not only to educate the community on how to not only know your rights, but to exercise your rights. We're talking about on a legal aspect. You don't necessarily have to always have a lawyer to go to court. And it's important to still know your rights as a constituent within the United States. You pay taxes here. So part of our goal is to not only, like I said again, educate our community on our current rights, but how to use those rights. We've been doing the same thing since the start of our podcast, and we're going to keep that same tunnel vision for 2026. Roxanne, you want to pick that?
Yeah. And educating people about their rights, but it, also elevating our presence, right? So we're looking to do things like have some exhibitions. I know we got two scheduled. We want to do some museum type exhibitions. So look forward to that. And we will have more workshops where you can come and learn about how to file pro se, what to do and those kinds of things. So stay tuned for that as well.
So we're going to always be focused on court support as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just moving again, I think in 2025, we supported some cases as well that were in court. We encourage anybody, and this is not just, you know, here within our area. That should be a routine thing. Mm-hmm. Me and Roxanne went, before she, you know, left me, we went to the courthouse to track down an officer who had shot at a civilian in Maryland. And again, we didn't know this person, but it happened within our community.
Yeah.
Right? So I think people getting back to that mindset of being concerned beyond your address, be concerned beyond your Facebook list about things that's happening within your community.
That's right. That's right. Because you're paying your wonderful tax dollars that some of y'all working 2 and 3 jobs to hold down everything. And these people are taking our tax dollars and doing whatever they want to do with them.
Right.
And you know, and they have an attitude like, who gonna check me, boo? Well, we gonna check you.
Right.
We're not standing for it. You know, when we got into this fight, we it's almost like going down a rabbit hole, right?
Yeah.
So you go into this fight for one thing, but once you realize that, no, it's not just about the fact that the system ain't thinking about giving you no justice, number one. And then number two, they got all these things in place to make sure that they don't give you no what? Justice,
right?
And so we had to start doing a deep dive to understand it. And like you said, learning together as a community is very powerful, right? Because I can learn something, but then you can see something else and we can bring all of our ideas and thoughts together and move forward. So.
And that's the part about strategy. You know, a lot of times we are taught as a people just to kind of just to protest. And I'm never against protesting because it's going to always raise awareness. But y'all imagine, you know, how you get a bag of chips and you open it up and it's like, it's all this air. And then it's like the chips are at the bottom. So it's like, you know, we got to still make sure we have some substance behind our protest. Right. Okay. And I think we've been taught as a people to raise awareness, but making sure where's the actual, like you just said, who's going to check these people? If we're protesting on a Saturday and no one's actually in the building and not on Mondays, making the phone calls, actually, you know, validate our points. We're screaming on Saturdays, right? I think it's about going back to strategizing
and
making sure we're working together as a collective community. And that's something we've learned throughout these years as well.
Yes, yes. And it's not, again, it's not a one and done. It's not checkers, it's chess. And being able to strategize appropriately. I know we had the workshop after we did the action back in September. And this happens to be one of the videos that got one of the most, the highest views, where one of the participants was saying that there are loopholes and we got to figure out the loopholes. Well, we know on social media that certain videos tend to get more traction, right? And so it's okay to pose questions, but we're in the solution business. So if you are one of those people who are solution oriented, we invite you, join us.
And look, I don't find it interesting though, because on that video, a lot of people who commented on that video, and y'all can check it out. It's on TikTok. I think it was on our websites. Mm-hmm. People were making suggestions as far as, you know, what they felt like was the loophole.
Right.
And again, if that's what you feel like is a loophole, then go after that angle. Mm-hmm. You know, no one has to do the exact same thing that people are necessarily doing within the work. But we all should be doing some format of workout,
right?
And I think your favorite thing to say is, if we're all doing a little bit of it,
you have to do everything.
Yeah.
And you know, it's easy to sit in the comfort of your home and say, well, they ain't gonna do this, or where, you know, somebody thought that back in the enslavement period, they ain't gonna never let us free. And if we thought like that, and we still be.
Play. Roxanne, I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on 1 second. My dog. Yeah, give me a second.
Give me one second. That's okay. And so, the idea of, we gotta get involved. This is a live podcast. Real live this evening.
Those my little protectors right there. but back to what you're saying though, and like I said too, just strategize. And I'm gonna say this too, even when it comes just to, you know, we gotta all look in the mirror. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes you'll tell me, hey, slow down, doing something. I'm like, no, Roxanne, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And I gotta look at myself too, say, hey, you can't do everything. But I know that there's certain areas that I can also improve, and it could just be something small, right? Mm-hmm. Just staying more informed about what's going on like the legislative side or whatever. Certain things are, as far as bills being passed, and even if, again, you can't track everything, but rely on somebody else who can track it for you and kind of just tell you what's going on. But make it your habit of being into the know. Don't wait until someone has to pull you into it. Make it your habit of being into the know of things.
And being understanding. And for example, you know, here in the state of Maryland, they're about to start their 2026 legislative session in the end of this month. And you can go look it up. Before they actually start the legislation session, they usually have a night where constituents such as ourselves can come down and meet the state, your representative from your district, from your, you know, from Montgomery County, from, you know, whatever, Baltimore City, whatever jurisdiction you're out of. But then there's also opportunities to lobby. They have lobby days in Maryland legislation. So local, again, like you're saying, local politics, finding out, getting involved some kind of way.
I'm going to go beyond that, because when I heard about the whole quote unquote lobby day, I was like, well, who are y'all to tell me what day I can go up there? What is the day convenient for me? Right? Yeah, because again, you can go up to these places outside of those days, you know, because they just say that. I guess that's like the more traditional thing to do. But you can also go into these offices and drop off pamphlets or whatever flyer you may have available or not on any of these days outside of those days or whatever. Because it's almost like you still work. That's a public place to go into. Mm-hmm. Go visit it. And I want to encourage anybody, anywhere you live at, to make it your business to go visit the General Assembly. Yes,
go down there. You can sit down there and watch them in the committees and all of the kinds of things. But the lobby days before the general session starts are ways to get the citizenry involved. They're ways to give you access so that you can see, like you said, so you can see how you could go up to your representative and go to their office and have a chat with them or request to have a chat with them or ask them about certain bills that you're interested in. You can do all of that.
You can also have a representative, we've done it as well, Black After the Impact. Mm-hmm. You can have them introduce your organization to the floor. Mm-hmm. If you're doing community work and you know a delegate or whomever, you can have them introduce, you know, let them know that you are in the gallery and you want to be introduced to the floor to the other people who are actually there that day. Again, it's another format of networking. Mm-hmm. And I would say too, while you're there at the General Assembly meeting the people who are in office, take the time out to meet the other community members who are coming through the same thing that you're doing.
That's
how you network. Right. The people who are down there, they down there for a purpose too, like you are. So go ahead and figure out, pass your business cards out, pass out whatever cards it is, exchange numbers, social media, whatever. You got to do to strategize. But then make sure you go back home. You're not just saying, what's your social media page and doing that? No, actually put boots on the ground. And actually, we got to start making sure we're actually doing the real work.
Yeah. So we were talking about civic engagement.
Civic engagement. That's what that is. It's actual civic engagement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. The activism of civil engagement.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think that's the year in 2026 is how do we can have town hall discussions. We can do all those things. Mm-hmm. But if we still go into the courthouse and it's like five people there, then why are we actually having these discussions when no one's still showing up to court? Like that has to be a thing. Again, I get it. People have jobs. People have their families. I made a post the other day that said, you had the culture teaching this whole thing about like soft air and stuff like that. How can you have a soft lifestyle when the world beyond you is in chaos? You know, like how does it work like that? It doesn't work like that, period. I don't care how much because you can't just live in your household. You got to step outside.
That's right.
You got to step outside.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah, you're part of the community whether you want to be or not.
If you want to be or not, you know, and that's our thing again, that whole is again, do you serve beyond your address?
Yes.
You know, like do you serve? I get people make your own little families and stuff, but do you serve beyond your address? Mm-hmm. You know, and even if, you know, trauma took, it took, me and Roxanne both are parents of Black men in America. Mm-hmm. So raising a Black boy in America is already a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. So you're already thrown to a, like a society of that already as it is. I don't care if your kid's good or bad. I don't care. You have a Black kid in America, period. So that's mm-hmm. hard regardless. Mm-hmm. But then you have to then begin to fight the system or not. We were thrown into a system by trauma. Yes. Don't wait till it happens to you before you say, you know, hey, I'm going to make sure I'm doing something about it or not. When you know you, these are your rights to exercise right now, do something now.
Yeah, yeah. And another way that you can get involved, we had a guest that wrote the book on ending policing, the professor Vital.
Alex Vitale.
Yes, Vitale, I'm sorry. Yeah, and he suggested that you have a day of the week, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe make it a family event. Hey, we going to the town hall meeting. Thursday nights is go to the town hall meeting night. Mm-hmm. To find out when your jurisdiction, your hamlet, your town, you know, has a meeting, and go sit in the meeting. Because they going to enact some stuff that's, again, it's going to affect you. Whether it's putting a meter at the stop sign, like in my neighborhood, they got where they monitoring the mm-hmm. stop sign to make sure you don't, you know how some of us think the stop sign is a suggestion. But anyway, and so if you roll through the stop sign, you won't get a ticket at your house.
Right.
So, I mean, these are the kinds of things and the ways that are, I call it taxation without necessarily representation. Mm-hmm. But you didn't say, oh yeah, I'm all for it, but yeah, it's impacting you. Mm-hmm. So you need to go and find out these things.
And I'm gonna say this too, when it even go, if you go back to this, like people say the stop sign, like Sam made an example on the stop sign, right? Y'all gotta realize that a lot of these things, stuff is like people losing their lives over traffic infractions, you know, over minor things.
That's right.
That the police are responding to, that they have no business responding to, right? Okay. A lot of times the things that they're responding to and certain things that are being changed in the community, it's on the ballots that they have, that they have to pass the laws on and stuff, that we don't have any idea what's going on because we're not paying attention.
That's right.
You know, so I say that to say this, yes, our sons are killed directly by police brutality. But when you begin to dig into what's going on within your community, you realize that they're responding, again, back to the book that he wrote, they're mm-hmm. responding to things that are issues that are community related, yes, that the community right. can change if the community chooses to get involved within the community.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. And so we have to be concerned. And it's no time, like, I mean, if you're not tuned in, I know some people are like, I don't look at the social media. I don't think about it. Well, it's going to happen whether you, I mean, you know, disassociating is a coping skill and you're welcome to do it. However, it doesn't matter because things are still going to happen.
Right.
Our civil rights are going to continue to be eroded, right? If we don't stand up, I mean, think about how they're being eroded and we're standing up. So imagine right. if we just like, sat quietly, we'll be marching on some trains to some concentration camps? I don't know.
But you know, I think that's part of, you know, watching how your opponent plays.
Mm-hmm.
When they know that a lot of people in the community are complacent with the shiny things, right? Mm-hmm. As long as you give them a certain thing or a certain house or a certain degree or a certain car, the problems of the world don't matter to them, mm-hmm. right? That is the culture. That's like the culture mindset, how people think. And they, the government folks, they know that because mm-hmm. that's how they renew. But they know only certain people are going to be boots on the ground. But again, would it be better for folks if they had people, they had the black and white sign still up? Would yeah. that make people then say, you know, hey, I'm going to get active?
Right.
And again, even if you feel like, you know, hey, I might not be, policy's not for me, start within your school board where your kids go to school a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Start there. Start getting involved in your community just on a local level. Because again, a lot of problems, you should have an issue with a student resource officer or officer responding to your kid when they're not responding to the issue your kid is going through. They're responding to the policy that the school put in place, not to the mental health of your child.
That's
the issue within the community, you know? So I think it's kind of like going back to that portion of it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, when you said that police resource, the over-policing.
There you go.
It's over policing. I should, you know, you. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, people would make the argument, well, you know, we the children in the school system and da 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 da. But do they really need to be over policed and slammed to the? I mean, some of the things that happen in those scenarios are just very egregious. But I digress.
I'm gonna say this once again. Are they egregious? But also, like I said again. It's not solution format.
No.
When you expel a kid or whatever, but their overall thing is they're getting picked on because they don't have like the right clothes or whatever. When they come back to school, they're gonna pick them all over. It don't solve anything. You know what I'm saying? So again, I think that's like a community issue. How do we, you know, go back to doing what I'm saying, getting back involved within our community?
That's right.
Speaking about getting involved in the community, we want to always provide different ways that we can get involved within our community. Here are several. We'll go through the first flyer. Roxanne, you want to go through these?
Yeah. Where to find Baltimore, BALT, Baltimore Action Legal Team in January. So Friday the 14th, they're having a recovery center clinic. Tuesday, January the 20th, CPP Opportunity. I love that. Opportunity. Unity,
yeah, I like that.
Avenue. I love it. And then Friday, January the 23rd, another Penn North Recovery Center Clinic. And so, yeah, log on to BaltimoreActionLegal.org/events and find out how you can get involved and go get educated.
Okay, well, what's the next one? There you go.
Baltimore Abolition Movement Organizer Conversation and Training at Red Emma's Free School on Sunday, January the 10th. That's just this coming Sunday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. There's a link in and ready to organize with BAM. Yes, get ready. Look, there are people organizing. Get involved. Attend our training to learn more about having organizing conversations with Baltimore City residents and community members, and also get the chance to meet other members from our movement. Yes. Sign up and attend 3:30 to 5 p.m.
I think there's one last more, right, Mel?
No, I think, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we even go to our last slide, I want to just also say this real fast to you guys. You know, when we remember Mamie Till today as well, because, you know, a lot of people will have a tendency of quoting Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, stuff like that. But for real, are you really about that action, though? Mm-hmm. Here you have this mother. Everybody likes to quote things that she did. Or even, I've seen people even go to the portion of saying, well, I'm going to put my dead son on the internet. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and if that's what your case is doing or not, are you going to still follow up the action behind mm-hmm. that, though? Mm-hmm. You know, if you watch her story, she was powerful as far as like following up behind about what she did and standing on business.
Yeah, she was standing on business. And she demanded that the people who were responsible for her son's death be legally prosecuted. In Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI, which was right, one of the most segregated places, I don't know, in the United States of America. But she demanded justice, and this was in the 1950s. So, you know, as a mother who's experienced this kind of trauma, she was a trailblazer. And I'm sure she would rather have had some other things to do, but this thing happened to her, and she refused to just sit by and let it just be. Nah, she's like, nah, y'all gonna do something about this. And they threatened her life. She was ain't none of us have none of that kind of struggle, right? Compared to her.
And don't get me wrong, people are gonna say, well, no, that happened to me. We're not talking about the current day, the modern day, like threats. We get it. We get it. They follow us around. We understand that. But we're talking about as far as like the atrocity they went back through back in that times. Yeah. And again, we want to remember her not just as an actress, but as a mother.
As a mother.
As a mother. A lot of times people forget that this is a mother. You know, mm-hmm. She was a mother, and that was her son. So again, on today we want to remember Mamie Till Mobley as well. Mm-hmm. I think we have one more flyer for a plan of action as well. Mel, you want to show that last one? I think we do, right?
Nope, that was the last one.
That was the last one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna just mention it real fast. DC Justice Lab, they have a what did I say it was again?
Internship.
It's an internship. So if you guys can go onto their web, I think it's on Instagram. There it is. DC Justice Fellowship. Roxanne, can you go through that real quick?
Yeah, sure. And so DC Justice Fellowship, they now accept the applications. Are you a recent or soon to be law student graduate looking for some lasting substantive change to the criminal legal system? So the application is due
today.
Look, you can get it in by 12. Come on.
You can get it by 12, all right, yeah.
It's called ChatGPT. No, anyway, but go into DC Justice Lab if you're looking for some opportunities. And the thing about DC Justice Lab, they're another group that we've partnered with. They're boots on the ground. They're about that action. You're going to get some real, live, practical, everyday kind of experiences, you know? And so, yeah. So go on. This is DC Justice Lab and apply.
So you guys, those are just a couple of ways that you can actually get involved in a fight for justice. Like, again, we want to go beyond just life after the impact. Yes. Strategize within your community, knowing what's going on around your community. There are like so many different organizations who are doing collective work, you know, so we make sure that we're not just supporting life after the impact, as you can see the code here at the bottom of the screen, but it's also very important to still raise up the other grassroots organizations that are around you collectively, because that's how you begin to reform your community. You know, because like I said, again, a lot of the problems that the police are assigned to respond to are community-based issues, are resources that we're just lacking, you know. So how do we begin to, you know, go back into educating our community, but also beginning to build it back into our community?
Yeah, building relationships and organizing and strategizing and educating. That's what we're going to be doing in 2026.
Yeah.
And we could use some donations to do that, right?
Listen, y'all, we're going to reiterate that too as well. Cause y'all got to realize too that this was with anything. They don't want people to be the news, right? They don't want us to do this weekly. It costs time and money to actually make sure the restream process stays up, the website stays up. Those things cause overhead. And I thank God we've been able to sustain that for the last 4 years. But it does get rough, right? Mm-hmm. So any $1, $2, whatever, when you go out and go buy your Starbucks coffee, or, you know, think about, you know, what you can also pour back into your community. If you say, well, I don't have time to actually do the work, do you have time to make a donation? Do you have time to share a post? You know, those things. Again, my mama would always say, people make time for what they want.
That's right. That's right. And we want us free. We want us free. That's our intention. That's always been our intention. We understand that, yep, this traumatic thing happened to us, but we don't want it to happen to anybody else's family, number one. But we want us free. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to keep on fighting and doing the things that we need to do until we're all free. Because all of us are free.
And I'm going to say this too, not just to all of us are free.
Yes.
People will say, y'all still on that? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we still on that.
You must not know no black mamas if you're saying that shit. You must not know no black mamas. We will go take a break from kicking your ass.
And come back and whoop your ass.
Come back and kick your ass. You must not know. Oh, I know that some of y'all don't have the cultural experiences that we will promise you an ass beating on Sunday and give it to you on the next Saturday night. But you're going to get your ass. So, yeah, make no question about it. That same spirit that your mama and big mama and your grandmama and them had, that's the same spirit we using to get this work done.
That's right.
The same spirit.
That's right.
And it resides, and it's not just in me and LaToya. It's in all of us.
It's in you.
Call it up. Yes, in you. You just got to call it up.
You got to tap into it. And again, don't let trauma have to happen to you and knocking on your front door before you say, well, boom, I gotta wake up or whatnot, right? Because all of us have heard about George Floyd, we've heard about Breonna Taylor, you heard about Xavier Hill, you heard about Jamal Bird, you've heard about different people within your community or around your community. Mm-hmm. And again, I get a lot of people are trying to figure their life out, but again, you can't sustain a perfect life in your own little perfect world when the world around you is in chaos.
That's right. And one more thing I'll say, LaToya. Now, it's important that you connect with people mm-hmm. who are like-minded.
Absolutely.
I know, you know, haters gonna hate. I ain't even gonna get into all of that. How they able to get along? Because we like-minded. We got the same mission. That don't mean that we always agree. Now, don't get it twisted. But we're like-minded. So that we can agree on some things, and we can keep this train moving. We're not going to let no pettiness, right? We're not going to let no small thinking, none of that, keep us from understanding and keep moving to the goal post. Because we got a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. So if you're like-minded with other, find people that you're like-minded with. Get a goal, put a goal in mind, and move towards that goal. Mm-hmm. And find other people. And I welcome you to join us, because we bought that action.
And again, if you don't want to join us, join somebody else. And guess what? If you don't want to do that, don't even join anybody at all, period, but just get involved.
Get involved.
You still live within a community. If you don't want to claim, that's fine. But still get involved within your community, period. Right. There has to be somebody, your neighbor has to be semi-like-minded to you, to that be your neighbor. Y'all live in the same community, period. You like the community you live in. You might not have to like your neighbor, but you guys like your neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So figure out how you can actually work on that kind of level again, right? So again, start small so that we can begin strategizing. It's all about strategizing. So, again, as far as like the impact is concerned, you guys, just to reiterate one more time, we are a 501c3 organization. We are more than a podcast. We are a foundation. Our goal is also to continue working on our legal defense fund for the community, as far as educate and not just knowing your rights, but how to exercise your rights. Can you want to wrap us up on this?
Yeah, and I would ask, because this is another like a goal that we, you know, want to focus on. Like, subscribe, and share.
Yes.
Those three things. Most of y'all will be death scrolling on the socials anyway. So while you're out there, like, subscribe, and share.
And share.
Yeah. So we can get more eyes, more people involved, more of all of that.
Oh, and one more thing for you to wrap us up. Yes. If we do check the inbox at least like once, twice a day. I try to stay on that. If you know there's a story we might have missed, so we need to be made aware of, please hit us up on the inbox. We can go ahead and share that story as well. If there's a flyer we need to share, a court day we need to share, let us know. We try to stay as visual as possible, but again, we're just two people. So again, if there's anything we have to share on our end, please feel free to like inbox us those things as well, so we can also continue to share as part of our community.
That's right. Hey, y'all, it's 2026, and we still about that action.
About that action, baby.
We still about that action. We thank everyone who has supported us this past year and into our fourth season. We thank you. Thank you. We're so grateful for your support. And we're going to take it up another step, another notch, right? We're going to keep on doing the things we're doing. But what we're asking you is to get involved.
Get involved.
Get involved. It'll do you good. This has been Life After the Impact. Peace.
Good night.
Everybody can do something that you don't have to sit home and feel helpless and hopeless.
We gotta stop allowing people to talk about our power. That's the main thing. Can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We didn't